Name's Paul Foster, and I'm Lawn Bowls gold medalist.
Alec Marshall, Lawn Bowls gold medalist.
Well, first of all, congratulations. What an amazing day for you. Amazing victory and a match you'll never forget.
Oh, certainly. It's a match I'll never ever forget because it's on, you know, your home soil, and the crowd was fantastic the whole game. Family and friends were there, so it's like a couple extra shots. But we knew it was going to be a hard game against the Malaysians, but we got out the traps very, very quickly. And it just from the first end through to the 15th end, we're well in control.
And you were able to just pip that Scotland record for gold medals as well. Did you have that in your mind before you started that you could do that?
Yeah, we did speak about it. You know, we were aware that Team Scotland had won 11 gold medals, and obviously if we got the 12th one, that'd be the record. So it's very pleasing to get that, obviously the 12th gold. And obviously, you know, Team Scotland's doing fantastic with the medals just now. So, yeah, we're very, very happy with that.
And you're no strangers to gold medals, you know, you've won before. But is this one extra special because it's on your home turf?
Yeah, of course it is. 2006 was my first Commonwealth Games in Melbourne, and I managed to come back with a gold medal with Alex and the pairs. And I said at the time that nothing will ever top that. But now, Glasgow 2014... to come away with a gold medal, the Games is just an unbelievable achievement, fantastic, and it's a highlight of my career.
Now you two are best friends, you can tell your best friends, and at the end, you know, you had that hug. What's it like playing and winning with your best pal?
Well, it's fantastic. You know, we've been playing with each other for the last 15, 16 years. I was Paul's best man at his wedding, so, you know, we know each other inside out. But at the end, you know, there was a bit of emotion, you know, at the end, just about, you could feel the tear coming down your cheek, but as I say, we've known each other for a long time, and it's always very pleasing to play with each other.
Your now famous celebration, victory celebration, how do you feel about that? No regrets for doing that?
Obviously, you get caught up in emotions playing against old enemy. It's always nice to win over them, but, you know, it's one of these things that happen. It's happened now, so, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, but it was winning the match which was more pleasing.
How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do to mark this?
Not a lot just now, because obviously we're still in competition. We've still got the fours event to go, and we're doing pretty well on that just now. But once we're out of competition, which will be hopefully after Friday, I think we'll get Glasgow rocking.
You'll get Glasgow rocking by doing what?
I think we're due a celebrating drink, so I think it's well deserved. So,
and can we expect to see you in the next Commonwealth Games? Are you heading to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, Australia is always a fantastic place to play. The tournament is a home of bowls. I was fortunate enough to play in Melbourne. I know it's 4 years down the line, the Commonwealth Games in Australia. But we've got the World Championships first in 2 years, so we have to make that squad first. Once we get in there, then obviously we can maybe start thinking about Australia, but it's a long way away yet.